given that they collate the figures, and it took me a while to work out exactly how the figures were collated. But they take a measurement at 6 hours, at 9 hours, and at 24 hours. So, to be fair, you're up into the 90-something percent by the 24-hour. But we're seriously missing the targets at 6 hours and 9 hours. We're missing them for the general population, and the figure is also collated for the over 75, and we're missing them by a huge number. And I'm extremely concerned that people in that age group are spending so long in the A&E department that they're in close proximity with other people, they're in waiting areas for prolonged times, and the risk of getting further infection or other illnesses is something that will go even more so against them. And I don't want that to happen. The last figures I got were summertime figures, which the fact that it's a little bit worse than that this time could be winter against summer. But I'll go back in 6 months or so again and ask the same questions and see if I can get to the bottom of exactly what direction is it taking. Really, the only light that I can be given, and Tony Canavan said it's a capacity issue. Tony Canavan is the head of the State of the Hospital Group, and he said it's basically a capacity issue. Now, the 42-bed unit at Sligo General Hospital, or Sligo University Hospital, is moving in the right direction. But with everybody saying yes and go, and, you know, that it's moving towards the commencement and going out to tender, it is unfortunate that 42 beds will only really take what's on trolleys at the moment. It won't really alleviate the problem. And I think part of the problem is that so many people are being referred by CareDoc and organisations like that directly to A&E when they could be seen in the community if the resources were there, and they may not need to go to the hospital at all. And, you know, we have to avoid, you know, that horrible term of bed blockers. But if people are going in through A&E and they're being put to a bed until they're waiting to be seen by a consultant, when maybe that could have been dealt with through CareDoc or whatever, if it's over the weekend, or through their GP. So it'll be important that we try to use the resources we have as good we have,